So we learn the fourth verse of Sri Bhishma Stuti. Sapadi.
Sapadi, sapadi, sapadi.
Sakhi.
Sakhi, sakhi, sakhi.
Vacho.
Vacho, vacho, vacho.
Nishamya madhye.
Nishamya madhye, nishamya madhye, nishamya madhye.
Nija parayor.
Nija parayor, nija parayor, nija parayor.
Balayo.
Balayo, balayo, balayo.
Ratam niveshya.
Ratam niveshya.
Stitavati,
Stitavati, Stitavati, Stitavati,
Para,
Para, Para, Para,
Sainikayur,
Sainikayur, Sainikayur, Sainikayur,
Akshna,
Akshna, Akshna, Akshna,
Ritavati,
Ritavati, Ritavati, Ritavati,
Partha,
Partha, Partha, Partha,
Sake,
Sake, Sake, Sake,
Mat Ratir Mamastu.
Ratir Mamastu. Ratir Mamastu. Ratir Mamastu.
Any doubt you have pronunciation?
No.
Any of you? Sapadi Sakhi Vacho.
Sapadi Sakhi Vacho. Sapadi Sakhi Vacho. Sapadi Sakhi Vacho.
Nishamya Madhye.
Nishamya Madhye. Nishamya Madhye.
Nijaparayor balayo.
Nijaparayor balayo. Nijaparayor balayo. Nijaparayor balayo.
Ratam niveshya.
Ratam niveshya. Ratam niveshya. Ratam niveshya.
Stitavati para.
Stitavati para. Stitavati para. Stitavati para.
Sainikayurakshna.
Sainikayurakshna. Sainikayurakshna,
Sainikayurakshna, Ritavati Partha,
Ritavati Partha, Ritavati Partha, Ritavati Partha,
Sakheratir Mamastu,
Sakheratir Mamastu, Sakheratir Mamastu, Sakheratir
Mamastu, Sapadi Sakhi Vacho Nishamya Madhye,
Sapadi Sakhi Vacho Nishamya Madhye, Sapadi Sakhi Vacho Nishamya Madhye
Nijaparayor Balayor Adam Niveshya
Nijaparayor Balayor Adam Niveshya Nijaparayor Balayor Adam Niveshya Nijaparayor Balayor Adam Niveshya
Stitavati Parasainikayurakshna
Stitavati Parasainikayurakshna Siddhavati Parasainikayurakshna Siddhavati Parasainikayurakshna
Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu
Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu
Sapadi Sakhi Vacho Nishamya Madhye Nijaparayor Balayor Atam Niveshya Sitavati Parasainikayurakshna Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu
Sapadi Sakhi Vacho Nishamya Madhye Nijaparayor Balayor Atam Niveshya Sitavati Parasainikayurakshna Ritavati Partha Sakheratir Mamastu
More two times.
Nishamya madhye nijaparayor balayor atam niveshya sitavati parasainikayurakshna ritavati partha sakheratir mamastu sapadi sakhi vacho
nishamya madhye nijaparayor balayor atam niveshya sitavati parasainikayurakshna ritavati partha sakheratir mamastu Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Yes.
In obedience to the command.
In obedience to the command.
Of his friend.
Of his friend.
Lord Shri Krishna.
Lord Shri Krishna.
Entered.
Entered.
The arena.
The arena.
Of the battlefield.
Of the battlefield.
Of Kurukshetra.
Of Kurukshetra.
Between the soldiers.
Between the soldiers.
Of Arjuna.
Of Arjuna.
And Duryodhana.
And Duryodhana.
And while there.
And while there,
he shortened the life spans
of
the opposite party
by
his merciful glance.
This
was done simply
by
his looking
at
the enemy.
Let
my mind
be
fixed upon
that
Krishna.
Okay,
so here the Sainikayu Rakshana. See that word over there? First of all, in the starting, it is said that on the here, Lord Krishna was obeying Arjuna. Why is Krishna obeying Arjuna? Because Arjuna obeys Krishna. Simple. Because Arjuna always obeys all the instructions of Lord Krishna. So, Krishna is obeying the command of Arjuna. Now, in the battlefield, you can't say tell directions. Now, you suppose you can sit in rickshaw. You say, you go to the left, you go to the right, like that. Keep it inside, no? Keep it inside. So, in the battlefield, lot of noise is there. Okay, there is, there's lot of noise. And so there are, because there are horses, there are chariots, elephants, men and all fighting. So that is why Lord Krishna, Arjuna, to give directions to Lord Krishna, to go to the left or to the right, Lord Krishna was kicked by Arjuna. Arjuna would kick him with his left feet, that means Krishna has to take towards the left direction. If that is how he would give directions to Lord Krishna. Can you imagine? So much the Lord reciprocates with his devotee. So now Lord Krishna, by his glance, just by looking at them, Sainikayu Rakshana, he was reducing the lifespan. All of those people will be killed in the battle because they are fighting against the Pandavas. So he was reducing the lifespan. Exactly opposite is the pastime in Agasur. You know, Agasur pastime, there was a big python, and in the mouth of the python, so many Krishna's friends.
Yes.
They all went inside. They had, you know what, when they were going, they were thinking, should we go inside? Because at one point they were feeling it's a playground. At the same time, some said, hey, no, this must be a demon. They said, whatever it is, Krishna is there with us. So they all went inside, Krishna will take care. So Krishna had to worry for them. Because all of his friends went, then Krishna also went inside. And this demon, he was waiting for Krishna to come. His lower lip was on the ground, his upper lip was on the sky. That big his mouth was, Agasur's, Krishna book says. So all the friends went inside, he was waiting, when will Krishna come? His eyes was rotating, when will Krishna come, when will Krishna come? And then what happened? Krishna went inside, that time he closed. Yes. So then the Agasur, he closed his mouth. But when the friends entered the mouth of Agasur, so much obnoxious smell was coming from of poison from the fumes. It was so poisonous that all the friends fell unconscious. At that time, Krishna just looked at them. By his glance, they all got up. So there, he glanced and all the friends got up. But here he is reducing the lifespan of all the soldiers. Okay, so that is the meaning of this verse.